This is Open Line.
This is Open Line. My name's Tammy Heide. My guest is Darrilyn Pasdell, the VP of Workforce Inclusion at Pride Industries. Welcome, Darrilyn. How are you today?
I'm excellent, Tammy. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I understand that October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. That's kind of a long title, but it is. And it's also the anniversary of this observance. And I know that I talked to Pride Industries last year. So bring us up to date. What is Pride Industries?
Well, we're nearly six decades old. In fact, we'll be celebrating 60 years in the spring.
Okay.
And we were founded simply in the basement of a church in Auburn, California, not too far from our headquarters in Roseville. At the time, a group of parents had their adult children with disabilities leave high school and not really have a direction. So they saw value in work for their sons and daughters and created personalized jobs for them. They created things where they sold them. They wrapped packages for Christmas, really creating the experience and the dignity of a paycheck. Fast forward to today, and Pride Industries operates in 15 states to include Washington, D.C. We employ almost 4,000 individuals, and about 50% of them are individuals with disabilities.
I'm wondering if in recent months, since, you know, the 2024 election, if this has challenged Pride Industries in any way because of the pushback against DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, because, you know, we're talking about including these valuable people that do have disabilities, but they're still valuable people and they still have skills. Have you experienced some pushback?
We have not. It was a little frightening at the beginning, a little bit of unknown, but our mission has been strong for 60 years and we've had no pushback from employers wanting to include people with disabilities in their workforce.
Okay, that is very, very good news to hear. Now, the term disability covers a lot of conditions, so let's talk about some of the unique and varied Pride Industries employees and who they are and what they're capable of.
Sure. We actually look at them through a lens of being uniquely qualified. We have individuals who have experiences that add diversity and creative energy. And really, we focus on each person's set of diverse skills. And just in general, people with disabilities are often viewed through the lens of their disability rather than through the lens of the talents that they have. We see that despite their disability, they're excellent problem solvers. They really give a unique perspective on challenges. And Tammy, one thing that they all have in common when they come to our door is they all want to work.
Oh.
They all want to be productive, pay taxes, and work in the community.
Just be a normal part of society, which they are. But again, they are looked at through a different lens. So perhaps you do help shine a light on their unique capabilities. All right. Well, that is, again, this is more good news. So let's talk about some of the specific challenges that people with disabilities do face when it comes to finding employment. Because as you said, they come to your door and they want to work. They want to, you know, put on the boots, the gloves, whatever, the hat, whatever it takes, pick up the pen, whatever, you know, whatever they're going to do. So.
Sure. And I'll go back to the number one challenge is someone seeing them with their skills and abilities and not their disability. I think that's what we probably work on the most. We want them to be seen as productive. But then right behind that is the inaccessible or hard to navigate application processes that often occur. You contact an employer and they say, go online and apply. That's not always easy for anyone. But if you're a person with a disability who maybe have low vision or cognitively the website doesn't make sense, that's again where we can come in and help. But I think those are probably the two largest barriers they face.
Right. Okay. It's basic communication, but it's just you're providing a bridge of sorts, or many
exactly.
sorts of bridges. So you have a free employment helpline specifically for people with disabilities. So tell me about that. That sounds like a lifeline.
Well, it's unique. I think we're the only people in this area that have such a line. It's funded specifically and 100% by our Michael Ziegler Foundation. And it is a hotline for people with disabilities to be connected with jobs. I said it's a unique service, but really what it does is it allows someone a personal voice when they say, I have a disability, I need a job, what can you do for me? We can assist people with other organizations if we don't serve that area. We can help people navigate so much, but it's really just a lifeline, as you said.
Yeah.
And the number's kind of catchy. It's 844-I-AM-ABLE.
Okay, 844-I-AM-ABLE, and are we coming up with a jingle for that? you know, because I work also, besides hosting Open Line, I am a host on 94.7 The Wave, and we have people sing The Wave, and we give them money. So, you know, a catchy jingle, a catchy number is a good thing. 844-I-AM-ABLE, 844 My name's Mabel. All right, I'm just riffing here, but 844.
I love it.
844, I am Able. I love that. And I'm wondering if Pride Industries is involved with recent television commercials I've seen that may be related to National Disability Employment Awareness Month, or just disability awareness in general, about, you know, say disability. It's okay. It's not a bad word.
We are. And in fact, every opportunity that our public relations can find, we insert ourselves to get our message out. It's really about being allies for people with disabilities. So the more often this message reaches an employer, the better the opportunities are, the more numerous the opportunities are. We've done some news clips with very similar information. And we also have so many YouTubes of positive stories about our employees' success.
Okay. This is all, again, in the good news department. we're speaking with Darylyn Pasdell. She's the VP of Workforce Inclusion for Pride Industries. And as we have mentioned, October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. You were talking about the special hotline, employment helpline, specifically for people with disabilities. I'm wondering if there's also, if people have verbal disabilities and language barriers, if the helpline addresses that.
It does. It's a bilingual helpline with offering Spanish, and they're expanding their language offerings this year. We also have tools that can be used for American Sign Language if necessary.
Okay. That's all, you know, really good information. Because again, it comes down to communications and awareness, I think.
It does.
Okay. All right. So there's moving parts under the name Pride Industries. Talk about those different moving parts, the different lines of business, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Our late CEO, Mike Ziegler, used to refer to Pride Industries as a complex carbohydrate. And the first time he said it, I thought it was a little quirky. And now I completely understand what he meant. We offer a variety of opportunities to individuals with disabilities. We're the employer of record, as I mentioned earlier, how many we employ. And we have three lines of business where we're an employer. We have a commercial facility maintenance business. We have government facility maintenance, which is what generally takes us across the states. And then Pride has its own manufacturing, logistics, and supply chain operation in California. Additionally, our workforce inclusion team works with individuals to find inclusive community employment with other employer partners in the area.
And what type of training do you offer to businesses that want to be more inclusive? How do you help them?
Yeah, I spend a lot of my time training individuals and businesses. We offer both online and in-person disability inclusivity training to employers. And this training can cover the basics of how to interview, recruit, and support them, as well as helping them create a culture that accepts and includes employees with different ways of accomplishing their tasks. We also can go in individually when we're supporting a person with a disability on the job and also support the employer learning how that person operates and works.
And when companies hire a Pride Industries employee, what kind of support does that employee receive? What do you do after the hiring?
Yeah, this is really what sets us apart from other labor resources. Pride goes in and offers individualized job support that can be anything from onboarding, hands-on assistance with training, learning the tasks, acclimating to the work environment. It can be communication with peers and supervisors, but it can also go into their personal support, which might be transportation or help with financial needs. It might be clocking in on an app. Whatever it takes for that person to be successful, we can offer support for.
Okay, so there's those wraparound support systems that you provide. Pride Industries employees don't just benefit the employee, the person being hired. It helps the workforce in general. It helps the business that hires them, doesn't it?
It definitely does. A disability-inclusive workforce has always been a strong workforce. I see that in the community with our partners, but obviously right within Pride Industries walls. And the benefits really begin with the ability to attract more talent. We've shown that inclusivity boosts employee motivation and their engagement. These teams are more satisfied with their jobs, people with disabilities, people without, and they tend to be more solution-oriented. We have study after study that actually shows companies who hire people with disabilities outperform those who do not.
Okay, that is a strong testament. And yes, I would think that the employees with disabilities that Pride Industries employs helps get employment for, they've already, because of the disability, had to find another workaround, had to find a way around, had to find a way over, had to find a way under, had to work to find a new pathway to get the job done. So more resourceful.
They are definitely a tenacious group of employees.
Yes. So it benefits everyone. This is a win-win-win-win-win. There's so much
definitely
winning here. All right. So we talked about the benefits of an inclusive workforce. And let's hear what companies have to say about the quality and caliber of Pride Industries employees. I bet there's glowing reviews.
Oh, there are. And, you know, I could probably take up three of your shows if I repeated them all. Just a few highlights. Down in the San Diego area, we work very closely with a car wash organization called Soapy Joe's.
Okay.
And they've been very good about including people with disabilities as their customer service, interacting in their sales, providing the services. And 2 years running, they've given us glowing reviews about the people being included on their teams have increased their productivity all across the stores. So that would be one. In Northern California, we partner with Thunder Valley Casino, where we have people with disabilities running their laundry operation for their resort. And just recently, we received a note from them written that said we'd increased production 2 years running and how happy they were with the team.
Oh, this is so good. And when you mentioned Soapy Joe's, I'm thinking again about Jingle. I'm thinking about car wash. Everybody, you know, it's just fun. It's just a fun thing. And so why should companies consider hiring people with disabilities through Pride Industries? Why through Pride Industries?
Well, through us, because I happen to think we're the best at what we do.
Okay.
However, America continues to face frontline labor shortages. We think it's getting better, but it's just not. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce reports that there are approximately 8 million job openings, but only 7 million people are looking for work. So the good news is there are millions of qualified, motivated, stellar people with disabilities who are willing to fill those jobs. That would be the number one consideration. And then I've mentioned the studies showing the inclusive workforce being more productive.
And it sounds like you can make the math work, the 7 million and the 8 million. Let's get that even. Let's balance that out. So what can businesses do to find out more about hiring people with disabilities through Pride Industries? Where do they go to the website?
They can either contact us through the iEnable hotline. We can take employer calls through that hotline as well. Or we have a very robust website, which is simply prideindustries.com.
Okay, it's prideindustries.com. And again, 844 iEnable is the catchy helpline, right?
And is, I love it.
And if there's, well, we'll get a professional singer, don't worry. And if someone with a disability who wants to work is listening, or someone who knows someone like that, what would you say to them, Geralyn?
I would say don't hesitate. Make the phone call today to our hotline so that we can guide you in the right direction. Even if we're not your answer, we have many community partners who might be, but you just need to get started because there are opportunities and we are willing to help you find them.
Thanks to you for doing this work. And Pride Industries now, is it 60 years?
It's 60 years in March.
Okay, 60 years in March. Well, continued success to you. We've been speaking with Geralyn Pasdel. She's the VP of Workforce Inclusion for Pride Industries. Again, their number is 844-IAM-ABLE, and it's prideindustries.com. And thank you again for being on Open Line, Geralyn.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Open Line.